Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. It is that time when we visit with Johnny Rabbit on this Sunday morning. Johnny, I feel like I want to go back to the 60s. I'm just not sure which. I'm not sure which 60s I want to go back to.
Oh yeah,
can
right.
You help me out? Can you help me out on that?
I can help you. Yeah, right. I sure will. Thank you, Scott. Our report today is about highlights and headlines related to the first 3 years of the swing in 1960s in St. Louis. As that dynamic decade got going, the American Theater, our top legit stage playhouse, made its third and final move. Its new home was the former Lowe's Orpheum Theater, 9th and St. Charles. Opening production, Meredith Wilson's The Music Man with Forrest Tucker. Post-Dispatch theater critic Miles Standish raved about the redo of the place. He loved it. And the musical, he said, was better than on Broadway. And opening night, wow, it was a big benefit for Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Sellout with 1,850 playgoers. On the air in 1960, Robert Hyland, the Big Cheese of KMOX, started the station's wonderful At Your Service programs that are still going on. Jack Buck hosted the inaugural broadcast. Mayor Ray Tucker was the guest. In 1960, St. Louis and Stuttgart, Germany became sister cities. When at that time, our population was over 750,000 people. Where the heck did they go? The top song in 1960 got plenty of airplay on stations like KMOX, KWK, WEW, and KSD, was Theme from a Summer Place by Percy Faith. Best-selling 45 of the year at Bob Klein's Record Bar, 7801 Forsyth. Bob's son is the famed actor Kevin Klein. Kevin is now 76 years old. In 1960, the Route 66 Association gave up, threw in the towel, and trying to get the new interstate highway I-44 renamed I-66. That interstate caused lots of consternation as it cut through the heart of places like Webster Groves and the Hill. We had great choices for dining out in 1960. Here's just one. Eddie Song's Polynesian Room, 815 Washington. You were served by waitresses in sarongs, and house specials were pineapple steak. Rum drinks were served in coconuts. In 1960, a great sportsman, later a darn good radio TV announcer, Easy Ed McCauley, inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. At that time, Ed was GM of our St. Louis Hawks. Also in sports of 1960, we got the great good news that the Chicago Cardinals were moving to St. Louis and would play at Busch Stadium, the old Sportsman's Park and Grand. In 60, the Dodge Dart was being made right here at the Chrysler plant in Fenton. And at the time, 59 cents would get you 6 cans of Campbell tomato soup and national food stores where they also gave Eagle stamps. In 1961, the movie The Hoodlum Priest, that was about a St. Louis story of our Father Dismas Clark's halfway house. It was filmed right here. It had its world premiere here, too, at the Lowe's State. Don Murray played Father Clark. St. Louis and Joe Cusinelli was a cast member. People from around the country and the world came to St. Louis to experience our town's equivalent of North Beach in San Francisco and the French Quarter in New Orleans. It was nicknamed Greenwich Corners after a Greenwich Village in New York, but everybody called it Gaslight Square. That name became official in 1961 when the St. Louis Board of Aldermen voted Gaslight Square. Henceforth was the official name of the area on Olive from Whittier to Boyle and Pendleton. As a sample of the star power of the Gaslight District in 61, J. Fran and Gene Landesman booked talents like the Smothers Brothers and Barbara Streisand. They were on the same bill, same night. That was at the Crystal Palace nightclub and theater in the square they owned. It seemed the lights would never dim on Gaslight, but boy, dim they did, and finally went out forever in 1973. In 1961, the plan was for the Ozark Expressway, or I-55 if you prefer, was set to wipe out some of our town's history by demolishing the Lemp Mansion, the Chateau and Demonel Mansion, part of the old Lemp Brewery, Cherokee Cave, and a lot more. Thanks to Landmarks Association, with the help of a $40,000 donation from Union Electric, they were able to persuade the Missouri Highway Commission to move the planned highway just a little east, saving some of St. Louis's history for us. In 1961, some cars in the streets of St. Louis were the Studebaker Hark, Plymouth Fury, Rambler American, Ford Galaxy Sunliner, Toyota Toyopet. To lease a car, many used Falco, the Feld Auto Leasing Company on Manchester, or maybe buying a DeSoto from Goddard Motors on West Florissant. Goddard had been in business since 1928. In 1962, it was a monumental year for the St. Louis-based McDonnell Construction Company. They snagged the contract from the National Park Service to build the Gateway Arch. In 62, Marlon Perkins left Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo to become head of our St. Louis Zoo, and he started the NBC TV show Wild Kingdom, which filmed in part here at the zoo. Sad to say, Phil the Gorilla had passed away before shooting started. He probably would have been the star. In August 62, it was announced by the Edwardsville Chamber of Commerce that famed TV pianist Liberace would perform at the Edwardsville High School in October. Speaking of TV entertainers, August 62, Jackie Gleason rolled into Union Station in the Great Gleason Express train. He and his 40-person entourage, including June Taylor, were making a 10-city cross-country tour promoting his CBS TV show. From the sports desk, September 25th, 62, St. Louis boxing star Charles Sonny Liston, the master of the cold-blooded stare that turned his opponents into jelly, put the lights out in the first round for soon-to-be ex-champ Floyd Patterson. Night lasted just 2 minutes and 6 seconds and ended with Liston becoming the new world heavyweight boxing champion. On some future KMOX Rabbit Reports, we'll offer highlights and headlines of the rest of the 60s. This Tuesday, 10:30 at the Center of Clayton, I'm doing a presentation for Oasis about the 60s, 17, 18, and 1960s in St. Louis. Contact oasisnet.org or just show up before 10:30. Next Sunday at 8:50 on KMOX, I will help you get your kicks on Route 66. Hope you listen in. Well, it's time now to take you to today with the inimitable Scott Jagow. There he is. That's him right over there. Scott.
Right here. I've got my hand up. Thanks. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks. Okay.
See, I told you we covered all the 60s, 17, 18, 19. Looking forward to that. All right. We're 3 minutes before 9 o'clock, and it's Total Information AM Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.